The Guardian.
One of the things that we've been noticing over many years is reporting of children going missing from local authority care. We didn't realise the extent to which this was happening until we ourselves undertook research over a short period of about 3 months, and we noticed that 80 children had were suspected of trafficking, with 60% of those children having gone missing from care. Now what we're seeing is, when we look at each local authority, and particularly those in port authorities, the numbers of missing children are extraordinarily high. And this is quite shocking, because those children are missing and they haven't been traced.
And do these children arrive in Britain in the first place as a result of trafficking, or are they getting here by a variety of means?
The profile of the children who go missing are often the very same profile of the children we know who have been trafficked. When a child goes missing and nobody knows where they are, it's very hard to say exactly what's happened. What we do know is that we have concerns of trafficking, not only trafficking into the UK and then being made to go with the traffickers after they're here, but children who also become incredibly vulnerable after going missing because they may be in fear or living under threat, and then they're trafficked after they're here.
So how can it be that they go missing? I mean, they're supposedly in safe houses, aren't they, around the ports and airports where they arrive. So, and in some cases, it's thought that it's the traffickers themselves who are catching up with them. How can this happen?
We don't have any safe houses for children in the UK. What we do have is local authority accommodation in various places that caters for children in all sorts of different circumstances. And as unlike that with adult trafficked women, where there are safe houses around the country, children don't get that level of support, and we really feel that that's a huge problem. These children are clearly in need of extra support, not only a safe house, but safe, what we call safe accommodation and support. So what we would like to see is guardianship for these children. We need to have special attention, special protection measures, and more importantly, we can't just let a case of a child who's gone missing stay at that. We have to be able to investigate, follow up, identify where that child's gone, working with partners in the UK and abroad to try and locate the child and protect them from harm.
And what do you mean by guardianship exactly?
What we would like to see is an independent guardian for all children who come into the country without a parent or legal guardian. There are hundreds of children who arrive every month into the UK who are coming in either completely on their own or with people who are not their parent or guardian. What we would like to see is some level of formal guardianship arrangements to keep them safe, to be able to look after their best interests, and to make sure that if anything was to happen for them, that there is someone out there who can watch out for them and actually make sure the police follow up and make sure social services are looking after their best welfare interests.
Now, the Home Office has deemed tackling this issue a priority. So what's going wrong?
We don't think there's enough joined-up working between the services. We know that the Home Office is moving towards a stronger policy environment for children. But, for example, when children come into the country at airports, if they're coming in with an adult who's a trafficker, it's often when you present your passports at immigration, the child doesn't get interviewed separately. No one's asking the child what's happening to them. What happens is the adult comes through, the child has to go through with them, and then we lose track of them. What we need to have is more specialist support at the local authority level. We need to have social workers who are supported by their managers to provide that extra level of support to children. This includes not only guardianship, but also a whole range of different support measures. We want residence permits for children who are trafficked to keep them safe. We want specialist support, mental health support, linguistic support to help them with proper translators, and most of all, we want good legal advice and legal support for these children.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.